In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Just a few years ago, we had, to us at least, a very large rose garden. We tended to over 100 bushes of multiple varieties. You might say we were into roses. Well, that's all past now. And only a few landscape roses and some scraggly old holdouts are still around. And the rest have gone the way of neglect. I learned a lot from our rose period. Yes, they are a lot of trouble and expense. And the one thing I learned for sure is, if you want roses and grow them yourself, you are going to get stuck. And I don't mean financially, but literally. You don't grow many roses without having a lot of thorns. And some thorns have a way of penetrating even the best of gloves. I'm not here this morning to talk to you about roses, but I am here to talk to you about thorns. Thorns, the things that inflict pain. It seems fitting to talk about painful things on this day, thorny things. Particularly after hearing this painful story of Jesus' betrayal and his death by capital punishment. What triggered this line of thinking in me about the thorns probably has come from my experience with the stations of the cross that you see around the nave here this morning. I've spent a lot of time with them. These works of art were created for us by Noyes Capehart. You may be familiar with him. There's been a special on public television called The Private Diary of Noyes Capehart. It's shown a number of times. He is the retired chair of the art department in Appalachian. The pictures are woodcuts. They are stark, they are black and white, and they tell a stark story. They are the artist's interpretation of the events depicted in the Stations of the Cross, which is a liturgy originally developed by the Roman Catholic Church, and it's also a liturgy which we have in our Book of Occasional Services. Having spent so much time with these pictures, I've been struck by Capehart's use of thorns in the number of pictures. Of course, there's a traditional crown of thorns on Jesus' head, but then if you see them around, you'll see in a number of situations the thorns multiply. They show up in places other than on Jesus' head. And they seem to be playing some sort of role of informing you about what's going on in that picture, or giving you a sense or a feeling about it. It seems to me like the thorns represent evil. They represent tragedy. They represent despair. As you see in station 13, which is right here under the emergency light, this is a depiction of the legend of the body of Jesus being placed in the arms of his mother. There is nothing in that picture except thorns in the face of a dead Jesus and a grieving mother. The last station is here next in front of the side altar, the 14th station. The scene is the placing of the body of Jesus in the tomb. The people who are there are clearly in anguish. Notice the thorns. They form a barbed wire fence in front of the mourners. Those who are mourning Jesus appear as people in a concentration camp. The last station focuses clearly on distress and anguish of Jesus' followers. In fact, Jesus is only partially seen in the background of this picture, his body about to be carried through the opening in a large stone tomb. Today, it seems that we are left with these people behind the barbed wire of the concentration camp. We've certainly seen and experienced our share of evil and tragedy in our own world and in our own time, tragedy at least equal to that we find in the gospel. Many of us have been struck by the thorns of deceit, illness, despair. In this church, you walk the stations from the right to the left. You travel in that direction. And if you're standing in this perspective, you see the pictures on the wall, and your eyes move from right to left, and you see the story unfold. If you were doing that in that right to left movement, and you come to station 14, the concentration camp of despair, let your eyes continue along from right to left, that barbed wire fence. Wait. At the very end of the fence, what is that? It's a bud. Perhaps even from the despair wrought by evil and tragedy, there is at work in the world a power that is creating something beautiful out of tragedy and despair, creating new life like a rose. Let us pray. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have delivered us from the dominion of sin and death and brought us into the kingdom of your Son. We pray that as by his death he has recalled us to life, so by his love may he raise us to eternal joys. Who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.